This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day that the Lord has made, and I'm looking for something to be glad in it. How about you, my friends? Welcome back to Around the Word in 180 Days, where we read the Bible with our brothers and sisters in the public schools. My name is Karen. I'm your host for the program. And for this school year, we have been reading through all of the Psalms. And we are calling it a prayer garden of psalms. But before we begin, let us pray an ABC prayer of adoration to our one and only Holy God. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. From the rising of the sun to the setting of the same, your name is to be praised, for you are the author of life and the blessed eternal Savior, the creator of all things. The divine Redeemer, you're exalted above all else. You're the firstborn over all creation and the God of the generations. Lord, you're the Holy Spirit, the intelligent designer, and Jesus, the only name by which we can be saved, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the God who is mindful of us. You even number the hairs on our head. You are the one true living God, providential in all your ways. You quiet us with your love. You're robed in majesty, and you are supreme over everything, everything. You're trustworthy, unfathomable in your ways. Lord, you're the voice we are longing to hear in your word today, for you are the way and the life and the truth. Extraordinary in everything you have done, thank you for blessing us. Your yoke is easy and your burden is light, for you are the God of Zion. Blessed be your name. Oh Lord, thank you so much for the privilege of reading the Word of God with my brothers and sisters in the public schools. Thank you, Lord, for a little spring break for my brothers and sisters in my district this past week. Thank you for all of those that are going on spring break this week, and to all those that are awaiting their own spring break. Rest is built into your plans, Lord. Thank you for the rhythm of rest and help us to be refreshed and renewed so that we can complete this school year to your honor and your glory. Blessed be your name. Oh, Lord, we thank you so much for this day. We praise you for the Psalms and especially Psalm 119 right now as we continue. Let the words of our mouth and the meditations of our heart today be pleasing to you, O Lord. We bless your holy name and pray in the mighty name of Jesus the Christ. Amen. Well, welcome back, dear friends, to the reading of the Word of God. And for those of you that didn't know, we are in the middle of Psalm 119, totally read by Lindsay French from Minnesota. She will introduce herself. I've broken it into 11 bite-sized pieces because there's 176 verses. So that's 11 days of 16 verses each. Let us continue. The Word of God, Psalm 119.
Hello, my name is Lindsay French, and I am from Alexandria, Minnesota. I teach early childhood special education, and I'm going to be reading Psalm 119 from the New Living Translation. I am worn out waiting for your rescue, but I have put my hope in your word. My eyes are straining to see your promises come true. When will you comfort me? I am shriveled like a wineskin in the smoke, but I have not forgotten to obey your decrees. How long must I wait? When will you punish those who persecute me? These arrogant people who hate your instructions have dug deep pits to trap me. All your commands are trustworthy. Protect me from those who hunt me down without cause. They almost finished me off, but I refused to abandon your commandments. In your unfailing love, spare my life. Then I can continue to obey your laws. Your eternal word, O Lord, stands firm in heaven. Your faithfulness extends to every generation, as enduring as the earth you created. Your regulations remain true to this day, for everything serves your plans. If your instructions hadn't sustained me with joy, I would have died in my misery. I will never forget your commandments, for by them you give me life. I am yours. Rescue me, for I have worked hard at obeying your commandments. Though the wicked hide along the way to kill me, I will quietly keep my mind on your laws. Even perfection has its limits, but your commands have no limit.
Praise God for the reading of His Word, and thank you, Lindsay, for reading Psalm 119 for us today. Let us pray Psalm 119, this particular portion. To our limitless Lord, your eternal word stands firm in the heavens. Your faithfulness extends to every generation. Your goodness is as enduring as the earth you have created. We remember your ways when trouble comes, because your commandments give us life and sustain us with joy because of what Jesus has done for us. Lord, let us have a heart of prayer for those who are suffering from enemy attacks, both spiritually and physically, at school. How can our students learn when all they feel is pain? How can our teachers teach when they are stressed? How can our paraprofessionals serve if their minds are filled with worry? How can our administrators protect if they're not secure themselves? Oh Lord, the answer is you. Help them to turn to you, because your ways have no limits. Thank you for your unfailing love. We praise you in the vast and wonderful name of Jesus. Amen. Well, thank you, precious friends, for your faithfulness to be in the Word of God each day and in prayer. And now I'm going to read you our daily devotional for today. These are from Christian Educators. You can find them at christianeducators.org, or you can listen to them here on Around the Word in 180 Days. Our devotional for today is written by Laura Bushold. She's the assistant editor manager for our classy magazine called Teachers of Vision. And she's also the communications editor for everything that is published that comes out of Christian Educators. I don't know how she does it. Today's devotional, Laura has called What Scares You? The scripture that Laura chose is Psalm 34, verse 4. I sought the Lord and He answered me. He delivered me from all my fears. When I first became a Christian, praying out loud scared me. I was intimidated by the thought of praying out loud myself, and I was uncomfortable around other people praying out loud. I would get nervous, my heart would race, and I would try to get away from it as quickly as possible. But with time, lots of practice, and learning to trust God's plans for my life, my fear has turned into a beautiful blessing. Now, whether it's praying with one person or in a large group, I love standing in agreement with other believers in prayer. It gives me so much joy to share my heart and hear the hearts of others calling upon His name. What a blessing to have the opportunity to boldly and confidently enter into God's presence and see Him move. Isn't it amazing how God can turn our biggest fears into our biggest blessings? So, what scares you? Are you afraid of asking a struggling coworker if they need prayer? Are you afraid to start a Christian club on your school campus? Are you worried about inviting a neighbor to church for fear of rejection? Whatever it is, I want you to know that God can take that fear and turn it into your biggest blessing if you step out in faith and trust Him. Oh dear God, search our hearts today and reveal to us the ways in which you want us to step out in faith and trust you. We ask you to give us the strength and the courage to do your will, even when we're afraid. In Jesus' name, amen. And that was What Scares You, written by Laura Bushold. We are going to pray one more time today, my friends, and that is at 1:16 p.m. We pray at that crazy time because of Romans 1:16. For I am not ashamed of the gospel, for it is the power of God for salvation to everyone who believes, first to the Jew and then also to the Greek. Today, we're going to be praying for those students who are also parents themselves. Praise God that they had that baby. So whether you know one of those students or not, they are in school, that's for sure. So join us in a prayer of unity for the needs of our students who are becoming parents or are parents themselves. I look so forward to praying with you today at 1:16 p.m. And now, as we close out our time together, I have the distinct privilege to bless you with Psalm 23. Today's version is the New Catholic Bible, the NCB. The Lord is my shepherd. There's nothing I shall lack. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me to tranquil streams. He restores my soul, guiding me in paths of righteousness, so that his name may be glorified. Even though I wander through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are at my side. With your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You spread a table for me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Only goodness and kindness will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. And so, my friends, I wanted to remind you that we will be reading the Word and praying with you each school day. So until tomorrow, if the Lord is willing, this is Karen. I love you.